Hello and welcome to Missouri Environment. I'm Sebastian Martinez. Hinkson Creek, which runs through Columbia, might not seem like an ideal destination for anglers. While it carries some standard game fish like bass and bluegill, you're not likely to find any record catches.
Where are the little fish? I want the little fish.
But on this sunny late summer afternoon, Michael Moore is after fish on the opposite end of the spectrum.
I don't see anything in this pool. Let's go down the next one and see.
A doctoral student in fisheries conservation at the University of Missouri, Moore is turning over rocks looking for tiny aquatic bugs to use for bait.
Oh gosh, I think they're eating each other. Most of them are different kinds of mayflies.
Moore gathers a half dozen in a little lure box. He puts one on a tiny little hook and dangles it in the water until...
So this is just a little bluegill. You can catch a lot of these on regular lures too, but ones that are small are usually pretty hard to... catch.
This is microfishing.
It's literally you're trying to catch the smallest fish possible in this, and that's kind of an added challenge, I guess.
Instead of trying to catch the biggest fish, microfishers try to catch the biggest number of species. In lieu of bass or catfish or trout, microfishers look for mummichogs, creek chubs, shiners, and countless other species they can add to their life list, a list of all the species they've caught.
Some people have like 400 species on their list, and they're adding to it all the time.
Several people have compared this to getting your drug fix.
Ben Cantrell is a microfishing enthusiast in Peoria, Illinois.
It's like, gosh, I've gone a few months and haven't caught any species. And so you plan out a road trip, you know, maybe drive 6 hours away because there's some species you know it's there. And I'm sure the birding community has got to be the same.
Cantrell helps run the website microfishing.com and its associated Facebook page.
People can engage, with the page and with the group. People from all over the world are posting up photos of the small fish that they're catching.
The highly specialized hobby still doesn't have a sizable following, at least not in the U.S.
A lot of people think it's ridiculous. There's really not too many people doing this sport right now. Maybe one or two people in each state.
Missouri turns out to be a pretty ideal destination for microfishing, mainly due to the diversity of the state's waterways.
You have several different drainages that are flowing in different directions. You know, the Missouri River flows straight over to the Mississippi, and then all the rivers on the southern part of the state flow south, and so it's different fish each river you go to.
But Cantrell says one of the appeals of microfishing is you don't need a major waterway or body of water to do it.
We'll fish any body of water. You know, there can be a roadside ditch that just has some water in it from some recent rains, and we'll be in there looking for fish.
Recognizing the diversity and complexity of aquatic ecosystems is one reason microfishing attracts so many naturalists and conservationists. Traditional sport fishing focuses on a handful of larger fish, but it's the intricate web of smaller fish and fauna that support those game fish.
When you start looking at every species and you realize that, you know, the average state has, you know, 100 to 200 or even 300 species, and each one has its own, you know, niche in the ecosystem, you start caring about it more and you start getting paired up with, you know, people who are doing conservation work.
And the fish generally make it back to the water. Cantrell says most anglers catch, take a picture, and release. Back at Hinkson Creek, that ecological side of the hobby is the appeal for more.
This is a cool way to get out and kind of observe, like, how they feed and their behavior.
And when you're after any fish at all, it's a lot harder for nothing to bite. That's it for this week's episode of Missouri Environment. You can find this story and more on our website at kbia.org. I'm Sebastian Martinez.